Blackstone Audio presents The Night Detectives, a David Mapstone mystery, by John Talton. This book is read by Jim Meskimen. For Susan, and for David Strang, 1938 to 2012. Chapter 1. The dead talk to me in my dreams. When I wake up, I can't remember what they said. Chapter 2. It felt wrong from the start. The man who sat across from us wore a sleek charcoal suit and a starched white shirt with French cuffs. I made the suit for a D-squared 2 right out of the New York Times men's fashion supplement, retail price $1,475. Its perfectly draped cuffs broke over tasseled black loafers that might have cost more than the suit itself. You didn't see that kind of suit in our part of town, much less when it was 108 degrees outside, and this was only the first week of May. Yet he didn't sweat. Still, somehow, $1,475 didn't buy elegance for the wearer, or peace of mind for me. The suit lacked a tie, which irritated me. I like suits. I'm a clothes horse, and they are also handy for concealing my firearm. Today the rebels wear suits, which are the zenith of great clothing design. Show me a man with stubble and dressed like an adolescent, and I'll show you today's version of 1950s conformity. Unfortunately, Phoenix weather only allows me to wear suits 6 months of the year. I looked at his open collar and thought, here was a suit quietly longing for a smart tie to complete it. The man appeared the same way. Incomplete. He introduced himself as Felix Smith, sat before Peralta's desk, and said he needed our help. We already knew that part. Smith had called the day before, dropped the name of a criminal lawyer who was a friend of Peralta's, and set up this afternoon's meeting. I pulled over the second client's chair and faced him. I want you to investigate a suspicious death.
Let's start with the name of the deceased. Peralta had produced a yellow legal pad and pen.
My partner, who was also not sweating, was in one of his many tan summer suits with a conservative tie. I wore khakis with a long-sleeve linen shirt. This was, after all, Skin Cancer City. But even in the air conditioning, a layer of sweat formed beneath the fabric. In a city where so many people either came to die, or, as in the case of illegal immigrants hiking across the desert, died trying to come, I was a native.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?